AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Donald Trump was in a D.C. court today as federal appeals judges heard the former president's claim he's immune from prosecution on charges he plotted to overturn the 2020 election. Julie Walker has details.
After the hearing, Donald Trump pressed his case that he was fighting voter fraud.
A president has to have immunity.
In court, Trump's lawyer John Sauer argued,
to authorize the prosecution of a president for his official acts would open a Pandora's box from which this nation may never recover.
But there was skepticism about those arguments from the panel of three federal appeals court judges, which includes Judge Karen Henderson.
I think it's paradoxical to say that his constitutional duty to take care that the laws be faithfully executed allows him to violate criminal laws.
It's unclear when the judges will make a decision. I'm Julie Walker.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv today calling on Israel to work with moderate Palestinians and neighboring countries on plans for post-war Gaza. He says they're willing to help rebuild and govern the territory, but only if there's a pathway to a Palestinian state. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin has prostate cancer. Pentagon spokesman Major General Pat Ryder.
His prostate cancer was detected early and his prognosis is excellent.
Senior administration and defense officials were not told for days about the December hospitalization. The White House chief of staff is ordering cabinet heads to notify his office if they ever can't perform their duties. A big sprawling storm has hit the south with high winds and tornado warnings and at least three deaths reported. Mark Wool at the National Weather Service says Alabama and Florida have been hit hard.
Significant damage in Panama City Beach, down in Bay County. And all the way across that county.
Another storm's brought cities across the Midwest to a standstill with more than half a foot of snow. It's headed toward the northeast. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has the AP Markets Report.
Wall Street drifted through mixed trading and held relatively steady ahead of several potentially market-moving reports later in the week. The S&P 500 slipped 0.1% Tuesday. That followed up on the benchmark index's best day in nearly 2 months. The Dow lost 157 points. That's about 0.4%. The Nasdaq Composite edged up 0.1%. Most stocks fell, but another record high close for Nvidia helped limit the S&P 500's losses. The big chip maker's stock rose 1.7%. Crude oil prices recovered some of their sharp losses from the day before. Treasury yields held relatively steady. The yield on the 10-year Treasury edged up to 4.02%. The government reports figures on inflation later in the week, and several big companies, including JP Morgan Chase, will report their latest quarterly results. Seth Sutel, New York.
Thank you, Seth. And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.